Self-love, self-love, self-love is the title of this podcast episode. Welcome to another episode on the Justin Aguirre Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Justin Aguirre. Not interviewing people. We're going solo, baby. But every day I get a message on Podmatch and somebody wants to be on my podcast and be interviewed and I reject them. And you know what I say? I say, fuck you, man. I want to talk on my podcast and I don't want to interview you. I don't want to interview you because the truth is you want to be on my podcast to spit your shit so people can find you. And I want to talk my shit because I love my people and I want to give them my voice. That's what I think about interviews lately. I went through a period there where I was interviewing so many damn people, bro. Do you guys even like go check out people that I interview? Probably not, right? Why do you listen to my podcast for? Why do you listen? Why do you come here? Why do you press play? What do you like about me? What do you want to hear? Today, I want to talk about self-love. Self-love. I was talking to a client just now on the phone. She's out near Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island area. Shout out to Michelle if you're listening to this podcast. We were talking about self-love because that's what I do with my clients. We got macros, we got fitness, you know, we try to drop weight, we try to hit goals. But when we get on our calls one-on-one, I haven't done group coaching calls in a while, I keep it one-on-one, we talk about life. Because honestly, when you talk about fitness and nutrition and your health, you're talking about your life, okay? You can't separate them. How are you going to tell somebody, hey, you need to eat healthier, but we don't talk about how they feel about their body image? How are you going to tell someone, you need to exercise, but yet they have low confidence when they go to the gym? How are you going to tell someone, hey, you can't eat that donut, but they have a discipline problem in another area of their life? Guys, what I'm trying to tell you is the whole thing is very much connected, okay? It's not just like about losing weight and working out. It's about who are you? So when we get on these calls together one-on-one, we talk about you because you are what we're trying to develop. You think this is just about getting some abs or getting into a bikini? How shallow are you? This is about developing your interior character, because your interior character will reflect in your exterior complexion. Ain't that the truth? So I was talking to Michelle today about self-love. And we were talking about how for a lot of people, when they think about self-love, like, what do you think about when you think about, like, I need to love myself? I need to give myself some self-love. You know what most people think about? They think about ingesting something. Let's be honest. Let's go have drinks. Let's go to this new restaurant. Let's go eat some food. Let's go have some ice cream. Let's go have some sweets. You know, when you think about self-love, one of the most immediate carnal things that you can do is ingest something into your body. It's like the quickest dopamine hit is like, let's go eat. Let's go drink. Let's go. And you can have like great conversation and all this, but it's centered around food. Fucking food. Food. And so we were talking about what are other ways, what are other habits, what are other things, what are other actions we can take that give ourselves self-love, don't have to do with calories. This is a big question, guys. This is a big question. I'm not against restaurants and food and fucking sweets. I love that shit. But if it comes at the expense of hitting your goal, and you want to drop weight, or you're doing it, and then on the down low, you actually don't like your body, well, then now there's an incongruency in your living. That's what I'm trying to get at. So what are things that you can do? And we were exploring, like, what are things that people do? What are things that you think you can do? What are things that I do that really help create self-love? Because that's what we want. Because if we love ourselves more, then we're going to want to look better. If we love ourselves more, oh man, then you want to eat the best food, don't you? If we love ourselves more, then we want to go create endorphins running through our body and sweat running down our cheeks, because that's what makes our body come alive and feel good. And a byproduct will be that our pants fit better and our shirts fit better. And then we love ourselves even more, and there's more self-love that's earned and qualified and given to us as a result. And the fucking ball keeps rolling. Self-love gets addicting. You want to know how I know why? Because so does self-hatred. So does depression. So does anxiety. So does a negative spiral. You've seen shit in your own life just get really bad. And it's like one thing leads to another. One thing. And then you just go down a dark, dark hole. And the same can be said with the role of momentum in a positive direction. We spin ourselves to greatness. We spin ourselves to our destruction. But self-love, my friends, self-love is what we're after. And that will always ensure positive momentum, upward momentum, and greatness in all areas of our lives. Anyone who's doing great things in the world, they don't hate themselves. I know that sounds very, you know, elementary. But if I had to ask you the times where you've excelled the most in your life, I'm sure you had high levels of confidence, right? I'm sure you had a high level of self-worth for anything that you did and you were doing. I'm sure you felt really, really good inside, unless you were being fake or some shit like that. So let's get back to the main question. What are things that you can do that bring self-love into your life that make you love yourself more? Not in an egotistical way, although that's debated, maybe healthy egoism. But what are things that you can do that don't involve like the easy ways? And as I was exploring these things, whether we came out with a few that I want to share with you, and that's the extent of what we'll take today's podcast to. I really like massages. I feel like I started getting a massage like every 6 weeks for the past year now. I think I've spoken about this on the podcast, but I think they're a great way, especially if you're a physical touchy person, to get love into your body. If you have a partner that wants to massage you, that's even better. But like, I mean, are they a professional? You know what I mean? Because you can really like change someone's mood with a great massage. And like when it's done professionally and it's like, yeah, it's just different than if it's your lover. I mean, I'm not against those forms and expressions of love, but you know what I'm trying to get at? Like that self-love of like taking literal pain out of your body, you know, and relieving muscle tension. That feels so fucking good when stress is somehow exercised out of your body through human touch in the form of a massage. I feel it, bro. I get this guy. He's straight up from China. Dude does not speak English. Wouldn't want it any other way. I've talked about him before, but he gets on like these, he stands up on my back, bro. Like on my back, and he holds on to these bars on the wall. And he's probably like, I don't know, $175. And he just fucking like makes me cry, but it's like a good feeling, you know? And he just massages out these knots that get in my back from just hovering over my laptop, you know? And that gives me so much of a feeling of like self-love, because I feel like I'm being taken care of, like I'm caring for myself. You know what I mean? So I do that. Another thing I do is I go to the beach. Fuck yeah. And I go in the water and I tan in the fucking sand. You know, I feel like a lot of these things I'm naming, like, I don't know, maybe you think they're silly or goofy, but we all have our shit. You know, these are just mine. Maybe you have yours. And certainly these can help you get ideas, but these are ways that I find self-love in myself. Well, while I'm not talking about like, I don't know, journaling or something like that, right? I'm talking about like real life, like shit you got to pay for type of things. You know what I mean? Here's another one. I probably do this like once every 3 months. 12 weeks, some shit like that. I love getting a manicure, bro. Love getting my fucking nails done. Maybe that sounds a little metro, but I love taking care of my nails, because for so long I bit my nails and I bite the skin, and that came from a place of like anxiety and boredom and hunger or some shit like that. And now I take great pride in my nails, and I like to keep them filed and clean, and sometimes a pedicure, bro, but I don't really do that much. But damn, that feels fucking good, you know? And I look at my nails and I look at these other guys that they fucking, their nails look like they bit off some shit from a Rottweiler. Like, nah, man. Nah. I'll man the fuck up and have nice nails, all right? I work out too, so my palms are rough as shit. But my nails, they look fire. That's another one. That's a third one. Another one, well, now that I'm biking, I love going on a long bike ride. But here's another one, and I'll tell you some of hers that we were naming. So she really enjoys like a good book, right? When was the last time you read a good-ass book that you loved? You know, maybe reading isn't your thing, but, man, for some of you that love poetry or love a good novel or romantic stuff or, yeah, something that makes your mind get lost in it. She was also talking about crafting things. I've heard people talk about, like, what's that stuff called? Like the cross stitch or whatnot. Yeah, there's that. Or how about you, like, take a one-day trip somewhere and you go hiking? She was talking about this, like, going hiking. Because she lives up north. There's nicer parks and stuff. And take, like, this really beautiful scenic long drive view and you go see something. These are all, like, simple things that create a sense of self-love. And they're all very easy. And they cost money, but they're not that expensive, right, when you think about it. But here's what begins to happen as you do these things is you begin to look forward to when you get to do them, right? If you go with the current and the default of life, what it becomes is just like busyness and stress and work and the desire to accumulate money. That's really like the default of life when you step out of your front door. Like,
oh, we gotta work. Life is stress. Shit's busy.
Like, that's like the fucking default of the word on the street in America, you know? So you have to create these pockets and windows and things in your life that you look forward to that go beyond the two-week corporate America vacation. Like, no, like, there's got to be shit that happens every other day. Yeah, like, every other day, shit that happens. You're like, oh, I can't wait to do that. Oh, I can't wait to go here. Oh, I can't wait to go to that event. Oh, I can't wait to try this. And for a lot of people, guys, what I'm trying to get at is it's usually like food and drinks. Like, that's our fucking escape of self-love. Like, that's our mode, you know? This is a big reason I started dancing salsa. I was like, man, I got to fucking do some other shit. Like, yeah, it's nice to connect with people and community and stuff, but it's like the art of dancing. Like, that's some self-love expression shit, you know? But if you just leave it to the default, your life will start to feel boring. And here's where the self-love starts to decrease, because now you're not even proud and happy to be you. Life is mundane. And then again, you go looking for quick escapes and quick fixes. Or you just fucking do like some big shit and you go buy some like shit that you can't even afford, or you book some trip on a credit card out of desperation. Like, no, base hits, little things that you look forward to that create self-love. And over time, you start to build your self-worth, you start to build your self-love, you start to make more money, be more proud of your body, be more proud of your presence and what you give to the world. And now you're like, oh, I want to try this now. And you move up to other levels. I want to take this like this one-day trip and go to this other country. You know, fuck it. Like, it's only like $500. Whatever. I can do that. You know? Or like today or yesterday, I bought like these new shoes online. They're $150. But I saw them like on Nike.com and they were doing this flash sale and it was like 50% off. And I was like, boom, order it. Done. Self-love. Like, I bought some shit, you know? Like, that for me would be like an easy win. And I was like, I love these fucking new forces. Like, self-love, self-love. Now I wear them. That creates a feeling of positivity, energy around me. I want to sport them. I want to rock them. I want to be seen in them. Now my attention, like my awareness level goes up, and now I just want to do other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to build these little base hits and now you want to do other things, and now it builds your self-worth. It builds your self-love. You create forward momentum. This is what I'm getting at, guys. And I'm going to cut it off here because, this is just, I want to keep these podcasts short. But I hope you understand the true depths of this message and what I'm getting at. And I hope that if you're somebody who wants more self-love in their life, you would look deeper than the average human that just sees forms of fun and entertainment and self-worth and self-love as ingesting things. Would you see it deeper? Would you see it as like, what can I do to build myself more? What can I do to really create myself more? What can I do to really raise who I am inside more? That's what we're after. Higher things. Food, alcohol, that's always going to be there. That's basic primal shit. we're going to eat and drink anyways. But you, your self-worth, how you look, your image, your skin. I get facials too, by the way. Like the stuff on your body, how you feel about yourself. Yeah. That's the shit we're proud of. What's going on the inside, our character, who we are, our thought processes, how we feel about ourselves beyond our complexion. Some people look great and they feel like shit inside. That inner life, you got to take care of that shit. And the only way you get taken care of that, yeah, is by self-love. And self-love, practically speaking, is a lot of the things that I'm talking about. And for you, like wherever they go for you, these are just mine and my Michelle I was talking to, like her stuff. Like, get creative. Get creative. Yeah. All right, guys. I shall talk to you on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening. Leave a fucking rating and a review if you like my show. And share it with a friend. Share it with a friend. Let's grow this shit. I'll see you next time.